Hi, I'm Jo Allen. I'm a holistic health teacher and founder of The Humble Warrior based in St. Leonard's-on-Sea.
Hello, I'm Heidi Rickson and I'm a Reiki healer, teacher and sound healer.
Welcome to Resonance Space.
Welcome to Resonance Space podcast. I get to introduce the podcast this time. We're going to do something a little bit different today, with Jo being the new local empress of wellness over there in St. Leonard's with her vast empire of wellness-based therapies now that she's been out collecting practitioners for a bit now. And I am just curious about how this works, how the process works, what it's like for you to, you as in Jo, I'm pointing at you, but not you, the audience. Anyway, what it's like for you to go through this process, having people come in, what your experience is with them, how it works, things like that.
Yeah, exciting. It's a bit of an exaggeration. I'm not building an empire. I'm just trying to create spaces for people to do their amazing practices, because there just wasn't the spaces when I arrived in St. Leonard's, and there was all these amazing people and amazing therapies and practices, that's some of which I've never even heard of. Even now people are coming to me with, oh, I do this. I'm like, what is that? It's so cool. So that's the goal, really, and that's the dream, is that there is this hub of wellness happening at the Humble Heart, which is going to be, I sort of say it's heartful wellness, because it's all about kind of getting into the soul level. It's not a kind of skin deep physical treatment. You know, everything is getting right to the core of our beings in all these lovely therapies that I'm hearing about. And the process really is that I've just kind of put it out there and see who's interested, because I'm not approaching people saying, oh, I like what you do. I might do, actually. If I see something, I'm like, I might say, oh, I've got a space. You know, if I see that people are maybe working from home, because that was it up till very recently, but people are just sort of working out of their sort of home. And I just think also it's nice to separate that sometimes, you know, your work and your life. Some people like working out of the home and they've got the perfect space for it. But if you don't, and maybe people want two different locations, then I'm just sort of opening up and saying, well, here you go, I've got some therapy rooms, come along.
Well, so you started with the Humble Hub.
Yeah, which is just one space. So it's just really one big studio space. And I got asked a lot about therapy rooms. Like, are you going to have therapy rooms? And there's not really a space to have it there. But it just got my sort of brain ticking, thinking clearly people need some therapy spaces around here. So then it just kind of kept ticking, and then this opportunity came up with multi spaces, and along with my partner, because he's also very much integral to it all happening. He was like, why don't we do this, and why don't we have a cafe, and why don't we make it this whole wellness centre? And I was like, wow, I love that idea. The reality has not been as easy as the dream. The dream of just it all being very easy, but we're getting there.
If it was too easy, everyone would do it.
Oh, exactly. There is a bit of that. Like, I'm the only one mad enough to do it. Like, honestly, it's just a bit bonkers.
So you had the Humble Hub starting, and then now you've got the Humble Heart.
Yes. And yeah, and honestly, it's a space for hire. So that it's, and I want to help people grow their community. So that's the thing as well. I think what I've learned working personally in this wellness industry, where you have people that come and go to your classes, but you don't necessarily have other teachers or peers that you're chatting to a lot. It's quite a solitary thing, really. You kind of like do, you're at home planning the sessions, and you see clients face to face, and some of them do become friends. I've actually got, you know, students and people that I've met through that have become friends, but it's not, you know, it's not quite the same. Like when I used to work in an office and I had teams, and we, you know, we'd see each other every day, and there was this real camaraderie and bonding that happened that is quite special. And it's just, you kind of miss that a little bit. So there is, there's another lovely lady, Nourish Me Wellness, who started some morning coffees for people like us to get together. So kind of, you know, I guess entrepreneurs, people with their own businesses. It seems to be that a lot of us are in wellness because I just think this era of the world is attracting all these people. And we all say it, we just go, oh, it's so nice just to kind of connect and chat and talk about things. And so that's lovely. And I saw that with the hub, actually, that was starting to build community. Like teachers would go to each other's classes, get to know each other. I also like to organise little social gatherings when I can. Just again for that kind of connection. Because it's always been, that's always been a major part of what I want to do is create connection as well. And that comes from lots of experiences of mine where I felt disconnected or I felt, yeah, I felt the importance of community and bringing people together, like through women's circles and that sort of thing. So it's a bit of an extension of that, I guess, is like it's widening the net of community. So within the building, I've got, you know, a brow and lash salon right at the top, which seems quite, it's like, how does that work in a wellness business? But it does, because, I mean, she also is training to do a bit of Reiki, so she can do that while people are waiting with their treatments. She reads tarot. But also wellness and this the heart for wellness, which means getting to the core of yourself, it can start from anywhere. So if you feel good about your appearance, that's as important as feeling energetically positive. You know, it all connects, basically. Mm-hmm. It's this quantum healing, which I know that you love my word. But it is. It's every part of you. It's body, mind and spirit connected to create one whole, to heal yourself in a whole way, rather than just healing one part. So going to the doctor and saying, oh, I've got a bad back, and they just treat that one thing, whereas actually, have you got a bad back because you're feeling pressure from work, you know, and it's physically taking its toll on you? Is there energetic blocks in the body? Are you feeling low? You know, there's so many reasons that you can have that one physical ailment, but it's about tackling it from lots of different angles. And that's what I'm seeing with this, all these different kind of therapies, is that they're sort of all variations of themes. And they're all amazing, and they different ones will resonate with different people. But people find what works for them. So you need to almost offer all of them, so people can go, well, maybe I need a holistic massage, or maybe I need some Reiki, or maybe I need some psychotherapy, or maybe I need some tapping. We're all getting to the energetic root of maybe blockages, but it's just different practices. So when people are coming with all these different things, I'm like, wow, what's that? I love it. Yes, amazing.
So these people are coming to you. Is that correct?
Yeah. So mostly, yeah. So obviously I'm putting out there, I've got this space.
Right.
And then, yeah.
Where do you put it? Do you like walk around St. Leonard's with a giant sign?
Well, no, mainly on social media, unfortunately, because that seems to be how everyone finds everyone. I've got, I mean, leaflets. Maybe word of mouth. A lot of things are recommendations. Like someone say, oh, my aunt does Pilates. She's looking for a space. You know, it's things like that. And people find you. And I think the right people will find you. And the right people will stay if it's energetically working for them. Because it needs to be this kind of flow exchange. The way I see it, you know, they need to be benefiting as much as I do. Otherwise, there's no point. There's no point in, having an imbalance of so-and-so's making all this money, so-and-so's not making any money. So I think it needs to work for everyone energetically. And then if it does, people will stay. You know, the people that have been at the hub for a year, building their classes, getting more and more students, they're happy.
Right.
So they're there and they're having a lovely time. And it's good for me because that's constant people using the space. And it's good for them because that's great for their business and their community. They're building their so from the bigger community, they're building their little communities.
Like a ripple.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's what's lovely. And that was, so I've seen that at the hub already. So the heart for me, I'm hoping takes it kind of a next step on. So someone might say, I'm going to have my yoga class and then I'm going to go and have a massage, or maybe I'm going to go, I've booked in for hypnotherapy. Oh my God, I'm so excited. And then they can use the cafe and have a lovely, lovely brunch after and bring all the wellness vibes into them. So, I just want it to kind of, flow quite nicely. And anyone that wants to get involved, I'm welcoming people in, because I think if they're drawn to it, there's a reason.
Mm.
And if it fits, then amazing. And if it doesn't, there's never any hard feelings, you know?
Well, have you ever had anyone approach you and say, I'd like to do whatever my thing is here? And you thought, I don't think that's appropriate for what I have.
No, it hasn't happened.
No?
It hasn't happened. And also, the hub was an interesting one because it was never designated as anything. Like, I didn't want it to be a yoga studio. I didn't want it to be anything specific because it's just a community space to use.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I use the word studio, I annoy myself because I'm like, because that has a connotation. Whereas actually it really is just a space. So, you know, at the hub, we've got aerial yoga and pole and so many different things, breath work and dance, and it's anything. It's not just one thing. And then someone came and said they wanted to do, this still hasn't happened yet, I think I might have to go along, but they wanted to do a clown workshop. And I was like, yes, because that sounds amazing. Like, lots of people laughing and having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Why is that any less wellness than a yoga class? It's not. So that I don't say no to anything unless... I mean, I'm trying to think what it could be that I would say no to. I don't know.
I don't know. That's what I was curious about.
Yeah, and that might make it a really random place, but I quite like that. And then with the heart, I think because there is this feel, you know, again, maybe it's about my marketing as well, because obviously the hub is just space for everyone, joy. So the lady, if you've ever been to the Humble Hub, there's a big mural face on the wall. She's got flowers for hair and her name's Joy. So that is a space for joy. And it's kids, it's adults, it's whoever wants to use it. Some people privately hire it for their parties, and we don't have alcohol necessarily, but, you know, they want a wellness party where
sure.
they're drumming or, you know, whatever they want to do. And that's, you know, that space is there for them. And then with the Humble Heart, I'm putting out that it is for healing. It's a healing space. So mm-hmm. the new mural that will be in there, her name will be Hope. So it's just a different thing. And it, you know, and I'm not preaching, I'm not saying, oh, if you come here you'll be well, but there's a slightly different vibe to the place, I think, with what's happening there. And I'm not curating it, and I'm not saying this is what's going to happen to make sure everyone, but it's just naturally happening. I can see it sort of, you know there's a lady that wants to do baby massage, and I'm like, oh, that's lovely, you know. It's just, but it's not happening at the hub because it's maybe not the right space for her, but she's seeing that it's going to work over here. Or, yeah, I don't know. It'll evolve and do its thing, I think. But as long as it's creating happiness and people are leaving feeling a little bit better than when they walked in,
mm-hmm.
10% better, that's our lovely...
5%,
oh,
actually.
Oh, is it only 5? Yes. Oh, God, I've upped it. I'm up in the ante.
There you go.
Then that's what it's for. That's literally all, you know, that's why the space is created by me for people to use. So, you know, when people come in and say, like, let me have a look at, you know, human design, this is, I'm slightly obsessed with this at the moment. There's a lady doing human design, and I'm like, what is that? And then I've gone to a couple of her sessions now personally, and I'm like, wow. And now I'm just telling everyone how amazing it is. So hopefully people will just come in and see for themselves.
So do you have them do like a practice class for you?
I don't ask them to, but a lot of people have offered.
Right.
And I keep saying, I'm like, yeah, it's a little perk of the job. It's not why I did it. Because, it's amazing. So I've had this, quantum hypnotherapy session. I had a holistic massage, which was so amazing. Yeah, human design, Akashic Records, the lady that does the reading. I've had readings with her before.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool. I had a Reiki session. Yeah, amazing. But also it means that it means that I can talk about it to people once I've experienced it.
So you become a walking billboard.
A little
almost.
Bit. Yeah, and that's why I really like doing things like the podcast, and I'm doing these little Instagram lives as well, just because to kind of get people being aware of what it is. Because like we said at the very beginning, there's all these amazing practices out there, but sometimes people just don't know about them. They're sort of blinkered, they're sort of, you know, eyes down, getting through the day, getting through life, and they don't even know that this exists.
Mm.
So how can we kind of shoehorn ourselves in and go, hello, you can do this? And it's really great. And that's it. And I think when you see people that are passionate, that's maybe when I wouldn't be interested, if people aren't passionate.
Mm.
And they're just there to, like, I don't know.
Rent a space and
make loads of money or whatever. Because what we do, I think, is a bit of a labour of love, mostly. You know, if we end up making money, it's kind of a bonus, but it's never really the it's never really the focus, because otherwise you wouldn't be doing it. You'd be doing something else. You'd be in banking or whatever it is that makes the big bucks. This is more energetically rewarding, I would say. And then I think you feel that. You feel the passion of people and what they do, and they love it, and they're so excited, and you're like, yay, it's so cool.
So now you have another part of your empire, the Humble Haven.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, what'd you forget already?
Yeah, it's too much going on. Yes, the Humble Haven. See, that is a is an interesting one, because that kind of sort of, that came to me. I wasn't looking for another space, absolutely not. And also the timing feels a bit bonkers, having one opening and then the other pretty much at the same time. But again, it just kind of made sense because, there's this lovely glamping site, not 15 minutes from where I live. You would never know. It's in these beautiful bluebell woods. It's just, you know, we're obviously just coming into the spring summer, but I've seen pictures of it in full bloom and it's stunning. And they use it for weddings, essentially. And they've got this barn that's beautifully done because obviously they have it for weddings. And they said it gets used about 4 times a year, which is just a bit of a way. So they said, you know, would you like to use it as a wellness space?
Maybe. Did they approach you?
Yeah. So it was like, you know, they didn't actually know what for, but in my mind I was like, oh, it'd be lovely for retreats. It'd be lovely for like classes that want to be closer to nature. Maybe some ceremonies, like a full moon ceremony there would be beautiful. Because you've got the outside space, you could build a little fire, that sort of thing. And it's kind of, my dream has always been, this is when I started this from the beginning, my new life is to have a kind of retreat centre, maybe abroad somewhere by the sea.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything I'm doing, I feel, is just getting me that little step closer. It's like, oh, now I've got this. Ooh. So this feels like that little step closer, because it's not a retreat centre, but it is a retreat space. So we are going to plan a retreat there later in the year. Hopefully some in the summer, actually, if we can get it all together. But just felt, so it felt good. And I was just like, this feels good. Because it's a collaboration as well. So it takes some of the pressure off. Because there is a lot of pressure when it's just your thing. You're like, oh my God, I don't know. Is it going to work? Is it not?
I bet. And I've been kind of watching this from a distance, watching you kind of get all these great practitioners in, things I've never heard of, things I have heard of, opening new branches, like the
spaces.
First, the Humble Heart and then the Humble Haven.
Yeah.
And I keep wondering when you're going to run out of H words.
Yeah. Well, now we're thinking of locations for like the Humble Hub, Hapadiki. we're not at all. It just fit. I was like, oh, lovely. So then I've got, you know, the hub, which is this big space that is, let's say, joy and people running around and doing all this fun stuff. The heart, which is healing and just beautiful practices. Maybe a bit, feels a bit more nurturing in terms of what will be there. And then the haven will be just connecting to nature and just getting it a bit outside. I mean, yeah, it's in a barn, but you're just that step closer. You walk outside and you can go for a lovely walk in the woods. And yeah, so it just felt really good. So we're sort of testing that space, and hopefully that will just be a new space for people to use.
So in essence, you're finding people approach you.
So far. And that sounds, I don't know what that sounds like I don't know. So far, because there was a need,
right?
And I think with everything I do, if there isn't a need, there's no point in doing it, I think. So there was no dedicated spaces to wellness,
right,
when I opened the hub. So there was a need for that. There is now more dedicated spaces. So then I was like, oh, okay. So what's the need is, I think, the therapy rooms. The second studio space is going to morph and evolve, I think. But then I can see that already people are interested in doing trainings there. So someone's talking about maybe doing a Reiki training. And I was like, oh, amazing. So if it becomes a bit of a training center, that sounds awesome as well. I'm happy with whatever it becomes, because it will happen sort of naturally. And then obviously the sort of wellness cafe side is a need, because there isn't, this is no disrespect to anyone, but there isn't necessarily really healthy, affordable food around where we are. feels very hard to just get a really yummy salad that doesn't cost the earth. So that's the need that I can see. I can see a need for, yeah, that. So, and then again, and then with the outside space, there isn't really, as far as I know, another sort of nature connection, because where I used to live in Rye, and there was a yurt that I used to use, but that's now 40 minutes for me to get to.
Right.
And I love it because it was just that bit closer and it felt really sort of sacred and special. But can I spend nearly 2 hours traveling to get there plus everything, you know, plus setting up, plus everything? So there's not really anything around here.
Mm.
As far as I know, I could be completely wrong. So I thought, oh, yeah, that's a need. So I think that's it. That's why then people come to you, because they're the ones that need it.
So you're fulfilling a need.
Trying to.
Well, no, you are. You are. And at the same time, you're fulfilling your own dream as well.
Yeah. Hopefully.
How's that feel?
Well, there's a lot of admin. My dream wasn't admin, but there's a reality to it that's always different to the dream. But yeah, no, it feels good.
Because
a lot of the time I still have my anxiety that comes up, because I will always have anxiety and I'm like, what am I doing? Oh my God, it's not going to work. It's going to be awful. You know, I will always doubt things and go, oh my God. But then I sort of feel into it and go, this is the right thing. Like even, or when other people say to me, are you sure? You know, the whatever it is, the doubts. And then maybe seeing other people doing something similar and then I'm like, oh my God, what, you know, is there a need anymore? You know, and I'll have that crisis of sort of, you know, of conscience or whatever it is.
Well, that's because you're human like everyone else.
Exactly. That's annoying, isn't it? And then I would just go, no, because it feels right. So I'm going to keep going, even though everything is telling me not to. Everything else, logical, is telling me not to. Like maybe financially, if anyone, like, you know, if I took this to a business, I don't know, if I took it into Dragon's Den and said, right, I want all this money, and they'll be like, no, that is not a sound investment. What are you doing? But it feels right. So yeah, I'm just going to sort of keep doing it and see what happens.
So what other need do you see that isn't being filled?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I'm just doing these ones. Then probably will be something else.
You got like three.
Well, do you know what is popping up?
Oh, here we go.
This, I just hear, and also what I love about being part of the community is you sort of get more of a sense of what's happening.
Right.
And what I hear popping up is people want a wellness festival.
A festival?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what I hear popping up. I keep hearing it. I'm like, wellness festival, what if I'm like, oh.
So would this be like in one location, or would this be one of those traveling ones that like you do Glastonbury and...
Oh, it wouldn't be a traveling one.
No.
Well, no, but it's also, but then... That is a need, and something has come up recently that means that I'm going to possibly be doing something like that. So I'm just like, oh my God. So again, anything that feels like a need, I say yes to at the moment.
Right.
So, I mean, this is a good opportunity if anyone wants anything to ask me, because I'll go and probably say yes at the moment.
For me, this is very exciting because I get to hear it all first.
Yeah. but there is this, in fact, I probably should say this is happening in May. So it's not a secret. We just haven't launched it yet.
A festival.
It's not quite a wellness festival, but it's that step closer.
Right.
So it's a music festival that's happening in Hastings and St. Leonard's. Mm-hmm. And they want to add a wellness lineup for like the daytime.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I was like, amazing, I've got the teachers. Because the thing is, I suppose, is now we've got the teachers and we've got the, you know, practitioners. And,
mm-hmm.
and there is also the humble hens. So now we've got the beauticians and the other things going on as well. So it's there. It's not quite infrastructure. I don't know if that's the word.
Well, it is. The foundation of the wellness empire that you're running.
Oh, stop saying that.
I can't help it.
Stop it. It's cringing me out. But yeah, it's there, isn't it? So the people are there, and if they're interested, and essentially what I'll do is put it out to everyone and go, oh, we've been asked to do this festival, is anyone interested? And the ones that are will say yes, the ones that aren't will say no. And it's just, it works. So hopefully that's something that we're doing. Well, I think it is. I've got a meeting tomorrow to just finalise it for a little wellness lineup at a festival. But then, because they have, you know, they're music orientated, they know things like food van, you know, all the things that you don't know. So the skills that I don't have to put on a wellness festival, they would have.
Right.
I've got the teachers, they've got the skills. So to come together and collaborate, it means that there's a possibility that that might happen in the future.
Excellent.
Who knows? Watch this space.
Watch this space. Thank you very much, Joe.
Is that all the questions?
That's it for now.
Hey, all right then. Thank you.
Thank you for joining the journey here on Resonant Space.
I've been Joe.
And Heidi.
And if you want to contact us, you can get in touch at our email address, info@the-humblewarrior.co.uk. So just if you have any questions about any episodes, if you have any topics you'd like us to explore, or if you are a practitioner yourself and would like to come on the podcast and discuss a subject, that would be amazing. So yes, feel free to get in touch. Thank you.